From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. pledges nearly $1 billion in aid for Syrian refugees. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
Now, the amount pledged aims to support people in Syria as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. Those are the neighbor countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of militant group Al-Shabaab. Somali aviation officials say they estimate the blast went off about 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers who were on board, one was killed. Senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers on Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Congressional critics of Mr. Obama's military operations against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels there will undermine the lengthy American effort that started shortly after the 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the U.S. that killed nearly 3,000 people. This is VOA News.